This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The UN Refugee Agency says that more than 200,000 people have fled fighting in the Central African Republic since violence erupted over a December election result. The CAR army, backed by UN, Russian, and Rwandan troops, has been battling rebels seeking to overturn a December 27th vote in which President Faustin Archange Touadéra was declared the winner. Britain's Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said the European Union had recognized it made a mistake by briefly attempting to restrict some exports of COVID-19 vaccines by invoking an emergency Brexit clause. In an interview, Gove said it is important to cooperate with the European Union to make sure the COVID-19 vaccination rollout was effective.
Now, the Commissioner stepped back. And I've talked to the Commission Vice President, Maros Šefčovič, about this. He recognises he's committed to making sure that the Belfast Agreement works in the interests of all of Northern Ireland's people. And he recognises, therefore, that we do need a reset.
Meanwhile, Britain's foreign minister said Saturday the EU had reassured him the European Union did not want to disrupt supplies of COVID-19 vaccines. Dominic Raab made the comments after what he described as a constructive conversation with European Commission Vice President Valdis Dombrovskis. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued an order requiring travelers to wear a mask on public transportation, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The order echoes an executive order Biden issued shortly after he took office, mandating masks on commercial aircraft, trains, and ferries, and on federal property. The CDC order also covers buses, subways, taxis, and ride shares, and the airport stations and terminals where people board. The order takes effect Monday. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. Members of a World Health Organization team investigating the origins of the coronavirus pandemic have visited another hospital in Wuhan, China. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The hospital in Wuhan was one of the first in the Chinese city to deal with coronavirus patients and is a key part of the epidemiological history of the disease. The mission has become politically charged as China seeks to avoid blame for alleged missteps in its early response to the outbreak. A single visit by scientists is unlikely to confirm the virus's origins. Pinning down an outbreak's animal reservoir typically takes years of research. One possibility is that a wildlife poacher might have passed the virus to traders who carried it to Wuhan. I'm Sarah Bassett.
India blocked mobile internet services in several areas around New Delhi on Saturday as protesting farmers began a one-day hunger strike after a week of clashes with police that left one dead and hundreds injured. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Hundreds of Indian farmers gathered in New Delhi on Saturday to begin a one-day hunger strike. Authorities have blocked mobile internet services in several areas around the capital after a week of violent clashes. The farmers are angry about new agricultural laws that they say benefit large private food buyers at the expense of producers. Farm leaders said today's hunger strike was designed to coincide with the anniversary of the death of Indian independence leader Mahatma Gandhi and would show Indians that the demonstrations were non-violent.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Russian businessman Arkady Rotenberg said Saturday that he owns a huge palace in southern Russia, which jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny had linked to President Vladimir Putin. Navalny and his anti-corruption foundation have published a video in which they say the opulent mansion belongs to the Russian president. The video has been viewed more than 100 million times. Rotenberg is Putin's former judo sparring partner. He sold his stake in a gas pipeline construction firm in 2019 for a sum which some put at 75 billion rubles or $990 million. Rotenberg said he bought the palace 2 years ago. Navalny was remanded into custody for 30 days on January 18th for parole violations he says were trumped up, and he could face years in jail. Navalny has called for another day of massive protests across Russia on Sunday. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.